Tyrone, a very satisfying Congress. A lot of things to discuss. Just a couple of things to bring up. Firstly, the proposed changes, a motion regarding extra time and penalties didn't go through from an Ulster point of view. We're going to hear more about it. It's going to come up again.
Yeah, it'll come up again. We still have time. It's not as if it has gone. There were some very legitimate concerns expressed by particularly Munster Hurling, that they would have to have a 5-week layoff for the winners to go into the All-Ireland semi-final, which you would understand that concern. We have to cherish and nourish the Ulster Hurling Championship. But also equally we have to look at the law of unintended consequences. As an Armagh person, I really want to see the end to penalties and a winner on the day in provincial championship finals. And I'm very confident that we can get that across the line at the Special Congress.
Now, the actual All-Ireland Senior Football Championship, the round-robin format, that is going to be scrapped. We're going to have a new format coming in. Really big support for this.
Yeah, there was great support for it. It just takes one game out of the calendar in the round-robin. We felt that, that's what we got from whenever we went round on a roadshow around the four provinces. We listened to what people had to say, and that's what emerged from it. And one thing I found from that consultation was the amount of ideas there were and the amount of support that there was for change. And hopefully now this will work for us next year.
You spoke also about we have a big divide, rural and urban, and we have a lopsided island with an awful lot of players and clubs on the eastern side. Here we are in Donegal, so it's that other end, and concern about clubs being able to field teams and the future, that you're very adamant that you want to see the smaller clubs survive and not this amalgamation.
Yeah, well, as far as we can, but we also need to deal with the reality that amalgamation will be part of it going forward. And Benny Hurley, when he spoke to the chair, said that we have to move beyond self-interest. We have to rethink what it means to be a part of a club, part of a team, if we want to continue to allow our games to survive. But the other side of it is that we always think of Leitrim as the club, but there are more people per head of population involved in the GAA in Leitrim than any other county. So Leitrim is actually our strongest GAA county in terms of the people who are members of clubs and participating. That's something we should be very proud of. A small county, really batting ahead of its weight, like it's smaller than Talla, and yet they can compete. So we should be taking our hat off as well to those people who are still managing to put out teams and to work really hard promoting the GA in those areas. But it is a challenge, and the bigger part of that challenge is that sometimes you feel that there's challenges there and you can't do all that much about it, but whatever we can do, we're going to use our influence to try and do what we can to preserve rural Ireland.
And you stress very much about the need to support the development of hurling, and one of the biggest challenges and obstacles for it, within some clubs anyway, is actually Gaelic football.
Yeah, it is. I believe that the biggest challenge facing the development of hurling is Gaelic football. And it's not even Gaelic football, it's Gaelic football attitudes. And where people will say, if we get a hurling team, we're going to have two middle teams instead of one top team. And I think we need to challenge that. My daughter is married to Wexford man, and they adjust all the clubs are dual clubs. That's just the way it works. They play hurling 1 week football, the next year they play the football championship, hurling championship, and it works for them. And we're naturally conservative in GAA, we don't particularly like change, but this is one change that has to happen and we might have to force it. That's why I said I would have voted for Liam Griffin's motion. I liked it, and it's that sort of thinking that we need to be having in the GAA if we're genuinely going to do something about hurling.
And finally, just the debate about club versus county. Again, there was a motion, it was withdrawn, but once again, a sort of a common sense attitude that there's an issue out there, it can be discussed and a solution can be found.
Yeah, well, it's the difference between having an ideal situation and dealing with reality. The reality is that whenever lads get picked for a county team, they're taken away from their clubs. The split season has helped, though, because once you finish your county career, like I looked at my own lad, he could play in a lot of club games last year. There is a cardiovascular concern around if you're playing a match for the county and then you're playing a club match the following week at different speeds and how that can impact. But it would be great if we could have found a situation to allow club players, county players, not to force them, but to allow them, because they want to play four games for their clubs in the league before they play the championship. But that would involve, like, our own club championship in Armagh starts in April, and we play in the championship in April. That would mean us bringing it right back to February, which I think is unrealistic, because that would mean that the club season would start in February and go the whole way around to September, and you have to give club players their lives as well.
And you're looking forward to coming back for another Congress in Donegal again?
Well, the very first Congress I was at in Donegal, I was 1988, I think it was. I was in Bundoran. I was youth delegate for Armagh. And Mick Loftus handed over to John Dowling that day. And little did I know I'd be back in Donegal as Oaktharan.